One caravan's on the mountains, one caravan's from the sea, one caravan's made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One caravan's from the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one caravan. One caravan heals the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WCR 4840 on your radio dial. Glad to have you in here with us. Got a great one for you. Alien invasion. Could it be possible that the government could trick us or fake, if you will, an alien invasion to make us think that we're under threat, that we would readily submit if we thought there was such a thing as an alien? Why should we think that? Well, there's five things that we must assume for an alien invasion to be realistic, and some of those tumblers on the lock system of our thoughts or our process, we're being made to believe, whether we want to or not, that aliens exist. Now, I know the world, the religious world, you know, the religious world is the 10,000 pound walrus that, you know, that lays in the mire of his understanding. And all we seek is to be pampered and spoiled and deceived. And readily, religion does that job. How much different are you right now? Now, let's think about this in a realistic way, and I'll give you the five things here just in a moment after I give you something to think about. How much different are you than is the one we call the Messiah who came into the world, born of the Virgin? Christianity believes that. I believe that. You believe that. Well, how much different are you than he is? I mean, we don't have a picture of him, thankfully. We don't know what his shape and image would be, but we do know, according to the scriptures, that he was not your You know, he was not your super good-looking guy. We weren't to desire him. He was comely. That was one of the things that was, whipped upon Jacob's first wife, Leah. She was very comely. Wasn't good-looking. He was just a normal, everyday, run-of-the-mill person with a flesh and blood body like you were. So why do we have to go off on some religious tangent and think that, you know, he floats on a cloud and he don't have to have some kind of a transportation, you know, like followed the Israelites, the cloud invoked, if you will, this great light that was in the heaven that shone down. It followed them wherever they went. When they went, it went, and when it stopped, they stopped. Now, what would you say was in that cloud? What would it look like? Was it some kind of a vehicle? Does that come to mind? Well, in religion, it don't. Religiously, we've been made to think that we float on clouds. We're a little whisper, a little figment. We don't have real flesh and blood bodies like the Messiah. So we can't get used to the idea because of this hampering thought of religion. So we would be the last to believe in an alien invasion of someone that looks a lot like us. But the Bible is replete in telling us that Satan and his angels, now, we're not talking about those little bump-in-the-go night type beings, these little wispy whispers that float around on a cloud again. I'm telling you, we need to change our religious thinking to reality. We are in their image. They look like us. Why would they look like a reptilian? We've been made to think that these are reptilian creatures with, that's what the government would like you to think, that they're dangerous and you don't need to mess with these reptilians, that they could eat you alive or abduct you and take you away forever. I think what the Bible teaches, quite the contrary. The Bible said that Satan is a beautiful, not a reptilian, razor-sharp alligator teeth, or some monster that has long fangs, blood dripping. You know, that's what they want us to think that. When in reality, Satan is a beautiful, I mean, he borders on beautiful. And when we read his exploits, and when we exploit him and reveal him as who he was, he's a beautiful angel. Going to. It's coming. It's inevitable. We can't deny it. Satan is coming. Full of miracles and signs. Now remember, he's going to look like you, only he's going to be a handsome dude. He's going to have appeal. Well, the women, of course, you know, with their perverted sexual minds, men likewise, they're going to be turned on by him. Nobody's going to ever hear anybody Satan gave Herod the ability to speak like a god. This god, Satan, who looks like you and me, he's going to make his grand appearance. You say, oh, now, Pastor Buddy, that's never going to happen. Glory to God. Well, you just don't understand the Bible. You've been caught up in the alien invasion rapture scheme. You know, if they want to get rid of a lot of people, they've got a plan. But if you really want to know the truth, it's not what you think that they're going to make you think. Satan is coming in with all power, signs, and lying wonders again. We're about ready to have the Third World War. We're right on the verge. They're trying to get it going right now. See, wars make good times. Now, I talked last night about food storage and things of that nature, and we should be getting ready for these weather, climate changes, great signs in the heavens, fearful signs. Let me give you the five things you got to consider. That there is other life elsewhere in the universe. You've got to accept that. Now, could you accept that? You have a very limited view of the universe, although it's right above your head. But if you had a telescope privy to some of the things that the government has, and some of the universities have these also, but you've got to take special courses to see how vast the someone who's created all this, and we believe it to be Yahweh, and we got to believe that life exists elsewhere in the universe. Number two, that this life is intelligent. Oh boy, is it intelligent? Satan, the intelligent one, that's what he's all about. Not only is he good looking, he's smart. He's crafty. And he's going to have a means of getting to Earth. Now, where's he at? What's the question that we should ask here to identify where he's at? Well, we know if we go to Revelation chapter 12, and we begin with verse 7, we know that there was a alien war fought by individuals that live elsewhere that do have intelligence and do have the means of fighting wars in space and have a reason to invade Earth, and that it has the weapons, the technology, or the intelligence before coming with great power. Now, great power means that even the nations of the earth, and we talk about the United States with its missiles and nuclear-tipped satellites and things of this nature, Star Wars, lasers. We could go on and on and on and on and on and brag about what just the United States and Russia, maybe China. Maybe China could. We know they've got technology because we gave it to them. It was sold to them by some of our leaders. Why are they arming for Armageddon? Why is it such a must that this alien invasion be repelled, or at least we're told it's going to, we have to sign on to repel this alien invasion. All the while, the government is working secretly for you to believe or become a believer in alien technology and invasions possibilities. Now, they've run through this scenario several times. It's one of high priorities. What we would do out there if the threat all of a sudden changed from within. We have no more Cold War with Russia. Russia is no longer a threat. Russia is threatened by external forces in the heavens. When they give man a need to unite, what about China? Their expansionist ideals would cease if they figured that they would have to join with us, like Ronald Reagan said in his speech to the United Nations. Come out very clear. What if the people on earth, divided as they are over these issues that we have, jockeying for position of superior technology themselves, working overtime to get a leg up. What if that this was reversed and we were under threat of an alien invasion? What would we do? Well, Ronald Reagan made it clear. We would join together. We would drop our differences, our wreaths. We would think in this matter that we would need to survive and the common enemy would not be within, but it would be without. Now, that's what this alien invasion fake is all about. They're working up a scenario for this to happen. Now, this is just to bring you to your knees in the New World Order. Chipped and bands and things of this nature. But what about if, just what about if the Bible would say that Satan is going to come in as a savior? What if the world was at the brink of nuclear war? What if these aliens detected our intentions and then they moved in to stop us before we destroy the earth? And if you don't think we can destroy the earth, you don't know about these powers and weapons that's been designed to do the very thing. And the Bible acknowledges it, that man will eventually destroy the earth. Well, that's what man's all about. He is an egotistical, third-dimension being with very limited spiritual insight because there's no truth been given to him. He doesn't know that he was created in the image of the creators and that the creators call watchers abide somewhere in the universe. Now, when it says that there was war in heaven, Satan and his angels were defeated. We know that. Well, if there was a war before, why can't there be a coming world war in space against an enemy that we know nothing about, been told nothing about? But all of a sudden, that they will bring us up to speed to provoke us to fear the threat of an alien invasion. We gotta understand that that's what's going to happen according to the Bible. Satan and his angels are renegades. They are going to and fro, just like he was in the book of Job. He's not changed. He's a crafty creature. We never got a mugshot of him, to tell you the truth. We don't even begin to think of him in that way. that he's a being created. And that we should be aware of him and his angels who would deceive the very elect. We don't have that understanding from the church world. Religion has not taught us that Satan is a real being. We just think of him that he peeks around a rock every once in a while and watches you, and he's merely a little whiff that just floats around in the heavens, and you might bump into him, but it don't matter. It wouldn't hurt, you know, for you to bump into this misty spirit that goes spook in the night. That ain't really what the Bible gives us an insight to. In reality, we have been told in the scriptures that Satan and his angels are preparing for an invasion upon the planet Earth. Now this planet, let's talk about the planets for just a moment. Let me show you something. How likely is it that there is life elsewhere in the universe? Now think about this, not in terms of these little misty spirits and these angels floating on clouds with harps and all that crap. Get that out of your mind. Don't even go there in your thought process. In the galaxy, our galaxy now, in our galaxy that we can see, there are more than 10 billion stars, of which our sun is just one of the 10 billion. Now listen to this overwhelming situation. It just boggled my mind. Why? Why would a God that's created all things, why would he create more than 10 billion other galaxies in the universe? I mean, we've got 10 billion stars in our own galaxy, and we've got 10 billion more galaxies in the universe. Many of them, which are much larger than our own. Matter of fact, they have just discovered new planets and star systems, as they now have the ability or capability to reach out and photograph some of these galaxies way, 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 way away from us. We just photographed. It's not even made the headlines. It probably will in a few days. We have spotted a galaxy which contains two suns around a planet system. Two suns. Now, many of these stars of the 10 billion galaxies with 10 billion stars in just one of ours, and then you multiply that times 10 billion, it just boggles the mind. Satan has had access and knowledge and technology to go to and fro. We don't know what his limitation is. I think he's got some limitations. But I know one thing. He's waiting for the proper moment in time for him to come in as the Savior, Jesus Christ. And all those who will receive him as God himself. He's going to build a temple and he's going to sit in it. Well, it's not a fake appearance. That's the real deal. What's the fake one all about? That's the feeble attempt of man with holograms and technology to convince you that we are being attacked from out there and we're all going to have to get together. They want peace and liberty and unity. They have to have that. And if you survive, you're going to be a part of that situation where in our nine-planet system, we're told from the get-go where we were created in Mesopotamia We have the tablets that tell us that we got 12 in our system. One of these has a orbit that goes way out. Every 3,600 years, it comes back within our solar system, and we are at the point in time when that could possibly happen. When we would have to hunker down or go underground, like I said last night, just to survive. Well, isn't it the plan of the New World Order to reduce the Earth's population, the undesirables, those who the Earth would be much better off without? And if they can survive the Holocaust that's coming, fearful signs and wonders is coming. Man, look at our Earth. Our Earth is burning literally up. Storms, violence. Now, the cost of this is being absorbed by whom? It doesn't really matter. We're having to pay for it. Will the Earth ever be restored? Look at the United States. If we are in a meltdown, which it seems like we are, we just had another earthquake today, ladies and gentlemen, a 6.5 with aftershocks. Now we're having them, it seems like every time we turn around in the news, there's great loss of life. Earthquakes are shaking the earth. And we are in dire straits. Pretty soon, like I mentioned last night, we're going to have, we're already in a prolonged famine around the earth. If you look around in Africa and places, these poor countries, well, now you can look to the United States. I said that over 68 million people are on food stamps. That's government assistance of a social system designed for that very thing. To give you the food that they feed you with, the GMO'd applications of the food, and that brings down the lifespan of these undesirables. They doctor you plumb out of this world. And the medical establishment reaps billions, if not trillions of dollars on your sickness. It pays to get you sick. Now, so maybe you give the state 30 or 40 years of your life, that's all they need. If it ain't got your birth certificate, you don't even own that. Where are we at in the reality, and how likely is it that there is life elsewhere in the universe? Well, that is highly likely. It's just a matter of time until we know. Now, you'll not hear it in church because, you know, they're getting ready to fly away. They're going up in a rapture. They've got it all figured out, they think. When Satan is coming to this earth and will fight to obtain it and fight to keep it. We've got these Christians that have been lulled to sleep with some false type of rapture and teaching, and all the Christian world, I'm telling you, they all believe it. It's like a sickness in the religious system.
Well, we don't have to worry about that, just Pastor Buddy. Just get off that, and you're dwelling on the negative. Man, I'm going to be on a cloud. I'm going to leave this old planet.
Have they got that understanding that they're going somewhere else? Well, Satan isn't going somewhere else. He's coming here. Well, isn't that where Yahweh and his angels are coming to? Why is it that everybody wants to go somewhere else and those beings aliens out there, if they exist as alien invasion, they're all wanting to come here. Now, is he going to come in like a sweet little Jesus that we've all been told in Sunday school? No. We know how he's coming. In flame and fire. Taking vengeance. Payback. The wicked will be rounded up first. You talk about this rapture thing that the Christians are going through. They just want to stick their head in the sand as this proverbial ostrich. And then wake up on a little puffy cloud with their little harp singing, Sweet Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, that ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. It's not in the plans. The plans is exactly like I'm telling you. Satan coming to, whoa! Matter of fact, the emphasis was three times on a whoa. Have you ever read it? I don't believe Satan's coming. I don't believe he's real anyway. He ain't got all that power that they say he's got. Well, the Bible says he's coming in with all power of deceivableness. Lying wonders. He's going to bring the world, new world order for the final time. All the governments are doing is preparing him a platform to launch his agenda out of the 10 billion galaxies somewhere. He's coming. Look for him soon. Get out of religion. Well, I'll pay my tithes and I'll get me a rapture card, and just so they spoke my name somewhere, I'm going to be on that rapture ship. And I'm going out of here. Don't think that you're going to escape that easily when it's a time of Jacob's trouble. He shall go through great tribulation. Here you are wanting to skip out. What's plan for planet Earth with this alien invasion possibilities? Think about it. Satan would deceive the very elect. He's going to build a temple. And all the world's going, well, we've waited. We, you know, we've been told in religious circles that you existed. We didn't know that you just was the best looking thing in the world. You look like us. You've got two hands and two legs and two eyes. You mean you've never died? You don't know what death is? That you have the technology to defeat death? You've never had to suffer death? None of your angels have ever? We want what you've got. You must be the Messiah. Actually, there is evidence of flowing water on Mars. We just now finding that out. And scientists now believe that bacteria has been found on various meteorites from Mars. Now, if it did exist, they would be two planets with life in just our solar system, which life has evolved. Well, out of the 10 billion chances of the galaxies with billions and billions and billions and billions of stars in these other galaxies, there has to be a place for Satan and his angels took up residence after they were cast out of heaven. How did man get out in space? Well, we strap ourselves on the back of a rocket, and we launched toward wherever we wanted to go. Man, it's come a long way. Give him credit. Much knowledge has increased. Give him credit. He may be a little bit more smarter than you think he is, because he's deceivingly deceivable himself, and therefore he's susceptible to the deceit of those that reside in the heavens out there somewhere. And when they plan the invasion, United States, Russia, China, all the nation will sign on. Because they want to be part of this, this great, great revelation. We're not alone. We're going to be told that there's other life forms, but in reality, are there? The one that created us, did they create us in vain? Can we be like them? Why do they have to be like a bunch of dragons or reptilian snakes looking all of this strange thing we've been led to believe that they look like? But the Bible says they're beautiful angels. Beautiful. That they live and move and have their being somewhere on a planet that right now they're planning the invasion. They're going to take captive whosoever has not his name on the Lamb's book. He's going to be deceived. He'll worship the beast. Now, this beast is not some hideous-looking reptilian creature that the language, the reason that the Bible uses this language, it sees him in a spiritual setting of what he really is, not what he appears to be. You're going to be taken by his beauty and his wisdom. Now, how likely is it that these aliens, if they live out there somewhere like us, do they have a means of getting to Earth instead of floating around on the cloud like the Christians believe? Well, I think so. That they have this power to come to Earth. Now, we're going to be blown away with their technology, their ships that they travel on. It talks about Yahweh. It's no secret. Yahweh, it talks about the chariots of Yahweh, the same one that picked up Elijah. We know it was a chariot that could travel in the heavens. Did you know that all of our history from early man has shown these UFOs, unidentified flying objects, that run in the heavens like the lightning, going way back? Why would we have that ability to see all these things? Well, because they're real. That's why. And don't you know, ladies and gentlemen, that these aliens are so deceiving that they're going to deceive the very elect? Could the next false flag be an alien invasion? Well, it could be. We could be led to believe that these aliens are coming to Earth and that we've got to fight against their coming. However, if we know that there's a fake rapture in store for us, well, we know that the alien agenda would include a fake invasion or a fake rapture. Now, could we believe that? If the church world is already primed and set to believe in a rapture, could they see themselves getting on a 747 and go sailing through the air or whatever type ships that these have? It looks nothing like a 757, but it's just a point of reference for you to see that you're going to tangibly stick your hand out and touch these ships that they drive and travel through the universe. All of these 10 billion times billions and billions, they have the control of running to and fro. That's their agenda. Has been from the very beginning. When there was war in heaven, Satan and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels. Now, why would they fight against one another? Why would they want to do all this? Well, because that's what they do. They're just doing what comes naturally, and they're just doing what they are told to do. And their agenda is to deceive the very elect. Deceive the very elect. Now let me repeat that again. Say it with me. To deceive the very elect. Are you one of his elect? You see, if he can deceive the elect, and the Bible says in Daniel that these watchers are so crafty that they will deceive the very elect. Huh. Isn't that strange? Now, it states that before and after the flood, the fallen angels came down and mated with women. Are we now in the process of having that happen and repeat itself? For there's nothing new under the sun, for what is to be has already been. Are we in those stages secretly, bases underground? Are they conducting experiments? Now, these fallen angels, known as Nephilim, and history shows in the Bible, it's all in the Bible, there's some secular history about it also, that they came down here and set up shop and began to rule as kings, these fallen angels. The flood was designed for the very purpose to chase them off the earth. It didn't mean that it killed them. It just killed the disobedient that had gone over to these carnal desires as they came and taught man these crafts of lust and envy and hate. And as we're being told with some of this history, that they ruled long reigns here upon the earth as they ruled in and from the heavens. They would come down here and stay long periods of time, and they would rule. Son of man, set your face against Gog, the land of Magog. Set your face. In the book of Daniel, it said the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal prophesy against him and say, thus saith Yahweh, I'm against you, O Gog, the chief prince. Anybody seen the chief prince lately? You bumped onto him in the heavens when you're up there floating around on your proverbial cloud, taking your rest. That's where your mind's at. that, whether your body's doing that or not. But your mind believes you're going to do that. And as you believe, so you become. You can believe a lie, or you can believe the truth. We know that the devil and his angels were sent to deceive the very elect. Now, how are we going to win this battle? Earth is going to become a battleground, ladies and gentlemen, because of this coming fake alien invasion. Now, we ought to know that these tricks of the devil, we ought to be aware of them. We ought not to be deceived. We can study the Bible, but we don't want to believe the Bible like it says. We take the scriptures and these sons of Satan who are sent here to deceive or minister to these elect, or possibly could be elect, to deceive them. Satan's goal is to deceive the very elect. Now, to deceive the very elect, if it's possible. So, the Bible says, many of those of light and understanding will fall. It's going to be such a trying time that even people that consider themselves knowledgeable, they've been warned about this. But they're still going to be deceived. Because they say, well, you know, I've been against this, but looks like it must be of God. Everybody is jumping on the bandwagon, and here they will rebel, and they'll jump on thinking that they're doing God a service. Now, ladies and gentlemen, wouldn't that be a time of trouble such as the world has never seen? Well, of course. Why then do we believe that there's going to be a rapture when Yahweh said he's coming to gather together, not the elect? That's not his series of coming. He's coming with his angels when he comes. Now, there's going to be a two-part invasion. The first part is going to be peaceful by Satan. The second one is going to be belligerent, coming with flames of fire, destroying them and gathering together all those that don't understand, that don't have their names written in the Lamb's book, that were born for this very purpose. Right now, with the earth in chaos, the New World Order is springing to move. Now, I've long told you about the coming Third World War. This will be the final war to position the New World Order in to receive Satan and his angels, which are coming after, to bring us peace, all his promises of prosperity and technology. The world will be aghast at what this man could do. They will worship him as God. It's plain. I feel sorry for those that don't understand this whole situation, this scenario that's fixing to unfold in the next coming years. It's not the end of the world. The world ain't going to end. We're going to have a time of peace and tranquility. The world's going to be eating and drinking. Yeah, we got famines and pestilence and things of this nature. But that's to see if you will turn back to your Creator, to serve Him, to honor Him, to repent. Ain't nobody repenting. There's no love among brothers. Got these, instead of having these souls, that are very soft and very understanding and very sympathetic and very forgiving. We have these hardened veterans out here claiming to be children of Yahweh. No love. Love is the whole key here, folks. Now this, all of the world will know that you're my disciples if you love one another. Now what's love all about? The truth. Loving the truth. Bearing the truth. Enduring with the truth. When the rest of the world's going the anti-truth way, you're going the truth way. Well, guess which way the grain's going? You're going against the grain. You're not running with a crowd. You're in opposition to the crowd. They're going to look at you like, well, we need to kill you. We love you so much we think we'll just kill you and get you out of our way. Now that's love. That's the type of love that the world has. Some of our brothers have that type of understanding. They're carnal. They can't get out of that. They're in that over their head, and they can't dig their way out and be like the Messiah. How was he? He was pitiful. The Bible said he was pitiful. Looked like a weak, susceptible man, but he wasn't. He was wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. We got no people that want to suffer wrong to stand for the right. And we got people that say they're right and won't suffer for the wrong. They say they love Yahweh, but when it comes to the tests and the trials, you'll see what kind of love unfolds. Ladies and gentlemen, the hour is and is now is that Satan and his angels is coming out of the heavens. It's going to be a little while yet. But I just want you to know the steps that have been already ordered, and Satan must fulfill the steps. He's got to walk in his shoes, just like you've got to walk in yours. You've got to understand and come to the knowledge of the truth that you could save yourself. And them that hear you, if you've got enough courage to stand for the truth. The truth is not acceptable. The message is not received. They will not walk in according to the Bible. You can pound them with the truth, and they'll hate you more for your effort. If you can survive and endure, you'll receive a crown. If you can't, you ain't going to get one. Although you did run well, but something hindered you. We're getting ready for the Tabernacles. Coming up on the 12th of next month, we'll be meeting here in East Tennessee, Sweetwater, Tennessee, at the chapel. And we're going to have a wonderful time as these things are unfolding. There's some things that are supposed to happen next month that a lot of people are alarmed about. They talk about, they get nervous around Tabernacle because they believe that's the time he's coming. He's coming on a festival. Ladies and gentlemen, he could come at any hour of any day at any time. And his coming is now. It's not he's coming tomorrow. If you don't receive him now, that's when he comes, for you. When you realize, when you come to the realization he's real in your life, and you're ready not only to suffer, but ready to die. We've been scared by these people that want to survive. All this Holocaust is coming. Why would you want to survive? Paul said, I'm ready to be offered. He got a vision of his approaching time of departure. We all going to have ours, just like they did. Wouldn't it be better to stand for him as you depart than to submit to the devil and his angels and then depart? He said, suffer and you'll reign with me. Right now is a trying time. Men are lovers on their own selves, proud, blasphemous. You know, even your brother calls you up and you get a conversation that you don't want to listen to. It's hate thy brother. Find a fault with your brother. Be full of love. Be forgiving. Be understanding. You're not perfect. None of us are good. No, not one. Can't we endure with one another and suffer with one another and love one another like the Bible has asked us to do? Well, you're listening to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. I'm sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary. 1-877-289-7439. That's his toll-free number. Now, he's in the office in the morning from 9 to 5 Central Time. If you'd like to leave him a message, at his convenience, he'll call you back. Dr. Gary will confirm a lot of the message tonight that I'm giving you. If you should have questions, if you should need products, he has quite a few products to offer. You can ask for a list, and he'd be glad to give you the list of the things that you might find handy. Food preparation, got a lot of knowledge, Doc has, of what's coming down upon planet Earth. An alien invasion could be one of the possibilities. And so then, be ye also ready, for ye know not in what hour the Son of Man comes. Now, we are also on World Wide Web. You can find us there by simply doing this. Type in www.oneyahweh.com. Oneyahweh.com. Now, we have articles that relate to the message that I give you tonight. And I pray for your understanding that you would think about these things, fast and pray, and seek his face while he can be found, that you'd be worthy to escape the things that's coming upon the world. Ladies and gentlemen, it's coming fast. Be ye also ready. So go to the World Wide Web. If you'd like to call me tonight, you can do so by calling Pastor Buddy at 423-351-1082. My cell phone is 423-333-0392. Now let me give you the first number. That's my home phone. Call me on the one I'm on, 423-351, right after this broadcast, if you'd like to speak with me. In 1082. That'll get you right in here at the studio where I'm at tonight in East Tennessee. Now, if you would like to write me for information, or maybe this message in its entirety, or others similar, just go to our website. You can find all of our messages archived there. You can write me at Post Office Box 568. Now that's 568 in Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. I'll go over that just one more time. That's Pastor Buddy. That's all you need. Post Office Box 568. Sweetwater. One word. Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Now, we're ready. The grounds are ready to receive you next month. We're waiting on your arrival. If you should so choose to come, give us a call. We'll make sure that we're prepared for you to come and visit with us a whole week, if you would like, on the Tabernacles. We'll be discussing those things which are very necessary to what's coming up next year in 2012. There's a lot coming up. I may be revealing some of those things of what is to come. So then, if you'd like to write me at Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box, 568 Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Remember Dr. Gary's number? 1-877-289-7439. Yahweh bless you. Shalom.